This Area 54 transmission is streaming through the galaxies, bouncing off the planet, beaming through the atmospheres, transmitting to planet Earth in high fidelity sonic, electronic, stereophonic.
Music from the future.
Getting cold on this island. Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike's your name.
You ask anybody.
Hey, Warren. Who is this guy?
Stuntman Mike.
And who the hell is Stuntman Mike?
Area 54. Music of the future.
Future. 9244. High fidelity sonic. Electronic stereophonic.
Listen to Area 54 and the Chill Show here on 94.7. Just played a track by Blue States. The song's called First Steps, and it's off their album, First Steps Into Nightmares on Wax before that did a song called Dread Overboard, man. That was off of his album Smoker's Delight. That's an old album, too. It was back in the early 90s, probably. Yonder Boy did Badly Broken Butterflies off of his album Splendid Isolation. And another track from Coop. We've been playing a lot of Coop lately. The song's called Coop Island Blues. And it's off the original Coop album called Coop Islands. Okay, started off the whole set with Motion
Worker.
Sounds like
a very tropical place, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like a wonderful sunny place.
Yeah.
Turquoise water.
These guys are from Sweden.
Cold beer.
I'm sure this time of year they can just imagine how tropical Coop Islands could be.
That's right. Cape Broom is the song, the name of the Motion Worker song we played off of his album called Cinco de Mayo. Mayo.
Kind of a jazzy album, huh?
It is, yeah. Kind of expected that from him. He had that kind of a sound even on his first album too. He had this is definitely a lot more jazzy.
Well, he's got a, I guess it's, he comes from a jazz family anyway, so he's kind of took over that torch and kind of went with it, ran with that torch.
He ran rampant with it.
Well, he added some electronic elements into it, but I don't know. I don't know if the Cinco de Mayo was as well received as some of his earlier music
His earlier stuff was a lot more loungy.
Yeah, and definitely like the latest Blue States album. It's called First Steps Into ... Make Up Your Own Mind. It's kind of like one of those movies where you don't know what happens and you have to kind of... they go to this
non-American movie.
I hate this. I don't know what happened. Do you think they died? Do you think they fell in love?
Why couldn't they wrap it up
kids?
In a nice little bow
and
present it to us?
Think about it. Leave it to your imagination.
That's what I say. So, I just watched... No Country for Old Men.
Don't tell me about it.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to even tell you the ending because, well, that's just, it has a lot to do with what we just talked about.
I read the book.
You read the book?
Yeah, so I know the ending.
So you know the ending. Okay. That was actually a great
movie. Waiting for the second book to tell me what happened.
Are you? It's never going to come out.
There's no part two. Thank God. And you know what? I haven't seen the movie yet because I've been waiting. And I mean, I'm a major Coen Brother fan, though. I love all their movies, even the ones that got panned. I love everything they do.
Yeah, this movie will not disappoint you.
Oh, I know. I just haven't had a chance to go yet.
Great dialogue, great characters, just, you know, it's all the stuff you liked about Fargo. They just multiplied it on this album.
The book itself is very well written as well, so it's a quick read. So, you know, if you have like
a
Sunday afternoon.
I'll have to go steal it from your house.
Yeah. I'm going to hide it from you, just like I do with all the really good CDs.
Yeah, I find them. I know where he stashes them.
All right. Hey, we're out of here. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.